Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on May 2nd, 2018, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the resurfacing xenophobic attacks in South Africa.
To join our discussion, join us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about attacks on foreigners living in South Africa.
Some South Africans on Monday set on fire trucks, ending up burning more than 30 trucks along the KwaZulu-Natal highway or the N3, the famous N3 highway, shutting off the main road linking the country's two biggest commercial centers, Johannesburg and Durban. According to the Times newspaper of South Africa, some trucks were looted and shots were fired in the violence believed to be targeted at foreigners.
Local people are said to be complaining that foreigners are grabbing their jobs in the transport industry. The unrest follows a similar incident earlier this month on the same road following complaints by local people protesting about the employment of foreigners as truck drivers.
Xenophobic attacks have in the past resulted in the death of foreigners living in South Africa. Are you being ill-treated wherever you are living right now?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Yeah, kunjalo chonga, kunjalo poit.
Yeah, pila ntut.
Yeah, panjala bantwa.
Ah, bantwa pila, but you know... Wakura.
Yes, wakura. Sawasubeli.
Wautongo vunza uti. Wakadi kwa wari. Kukwendo kuzo. Ndrukunza uti wari right.
Yeah.
Because wakura.
Iku kula wankoni.
Yes.
Kunjalo foyo.
Andu sata wangu ito. Wista kakura. Tika weo kuno uti. Vakusha. Tika enda wama diaspora. Mnana South Africa. Imo makunze vanu. Amfana nge mshi. Shikaira marori. Kana matraks.
Yes.
Mova maru kisikwa imo.
Aha. Yeah. Na kukwe South Africa. Kutu wakuchisi wa sewa matraks.
Jizu.
Wakukari sakui 18 kwa kwela. Nalaso wazani
32, 36. Yeah. Kuti about 30, about 54 vanu, ma suspects, akasungwa.
Masa koti la mdani.
Yes, wanga wachitari sura upina mdani nasi.
So ke kono kuge chonga kukanya azani ke kutuwa abantu abavela kumanya mazwe. Batati msevenzi ya abantu be South Africa.
Dizuzu.
So usia kumbula lakala wachiswa futi zendlu, wabula abantu, ito zinjalo. Abantu be complain abe South Africa, wazita hai.
Pane mwe mshikairi Gibbs, andi mfunza nyaya mwe chete. Sikanzi wano warukuti ruisa, havana kana zvitamba wa mwacho. Saka anu kundi namutorera basa rake papi, ini chi driver gwenye, ndine license riku drive.
Iko mwazani mwe
chete. Kana license.
Kangalubon.
Bata aru ndatora basa rake papi.
So ya mefunda drive.
Uga we are drive, but ana mapepa riku driver. Iye ari chesoro chi South Africa.
Yeah.
How can he claim to have taken his job?
Yeah, nakala license yanko.
He can drive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ngawele workers license.
This was maybe.
As well.
I think it's.
Yeah, kunjalo ke zvikadaba kwani kuna ngale South Africa. Kungani kuyahlupa kono kuke sibona intutu simile mangalisayo. Kuna ngale KwaZulu Natal. Abantu sebechisa ke izimota ama trucks amakhulu lana kutonga amagonyeti nxa abanye bekhuluma. So ke nxa kungachiswa ama trucks lawo kutshontshwe okuphakathi kuthiwa asifuni ukuthi abantu bechayele. Anti kiko kono kutuwa hii xenophobia attacks. Ungazani so kuhlukuluzwa. Aba nipokuza. Litini hota balolu. Sikala kuti o driver abakona. Ngawe silale likona manje. Difone lani skulume lani. Kulo driver umunyo te simtinge. Sipona ngazani. Sisa mtolu driver lo chonga. Sipona stuka la infoid.
Ndizo. Nasi Gibbs seja watsa nangura. Tirikutarisa neje kushunguruzwa. Kurugitwa zvizvarwa. Zvikune dzimwe nyika. Zvirikugara muSouth Africa. Zvikuru vanotyaira marori. Anganzima gonyeti. Taka vakaona mukupera kwesvondo kusvika nemusi wemuvhuro vamwe vachitikana nhasi chaiye zvazvichiri kuitika kuti vanhu vanga vachirwiswa ivo vachikairiwa motokari dzichipiswa zvikuru mumugwagwa unonzi N3 unobatanidza Johannesburg neDurban. Saka tinonzwa kuti ikoko motokari dzinosvika makumi matatu neina dzakapiswa, asi mapurisa akazivisawo kuti kune vanhu 54 kana 54 vakasungwa mushure mekunge vawanikidzwa vachiita zviito izvokuti vari kupisa pamwe nekutora midziyo yakanga iri mudzimotokari idzo dzeinganzi looting. Asi vazhinji vari kunyunyuta vatyairi vari kuti vanofunga kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa haina kunyanyaita zvihombe zvekuvachengetedza kuti vange vachishanda zvakanaka. Tichanzwa kumasangano anomirira zvisvarwa zvekunze kwenyika vachazobata pachirongwa ichochi. Imwe nyaya iri kutaurwa nezvisvarwa zvekuZimbabwe zviri kutyaira dzimotokari. Hanzi vekuSouth Africa vari kuchema kuti tiri kuvatorera basa ravo. Asi vamwe vacho vaivarwisa nekuvapisira dzimotokari havana kana chitamba chokuti adhiraivhe rori kana gonyeti, saka anoti ndamutorera basa rake papi. Vamwe vachiti aiwa zvakanzi tambai mesi mujairane. Vanhu vekusouth africa vanofanira kungojaira kuti munyika mavo mune vekunze vari kugarawo imomo, zvimwe chete naive vekusouth africa vanenge vari kunyika dzimwe vari kutambirwa ikoko, hasati atanzwa dambudziko rekunzi vadzingwa kana kuti vapisirwa dzimotokari dzavanotyaira nekuti havasi zvizvarwa zvenyika idzodzo. Chimwe chiri kukanganiswa nevana vesouth africa chasimudzwa nevamwe vatataura navo Gibbs inyaya yekuti vari kupisa motikari. Motikari idzi hadzisi dzevana vekuZimbabwe, hadzisi dzemaNigerians, ndedzemasouth africans. Saka vari kutouraya upfumi hweSouth Africa. Nekuti inini changu kutyaira chete. Saka vakatadza kundirwisa kana kundatiza ndakasiya motokari sezviri kuitika muzvizhinji. Then they burn the car, but they are destroying a South African citizen's property. Chizvarwa cheSouth Africa chiri kusimudzira upfumi hweSouth Africa. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kukanganiswa nevanhu veSouth Africa.
Uyakulumana pake yeutonga uyacho kuti okwenzakalayo kuti nxa kuchiswa izimota lezi. Izimota lezi vabanikazi kasivo vantu abavela kweZimbabwe, kumbe abavela eAngola, kumbe Nigeria, kumbe Mozambique, kumbe ngapi ngapi. Ngabantu abazalelwe eSouth Africa, yibo abanikazi bezimota. So nxa sebetshisa busenze so, kungazani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Ngizokuthola sesilobaba lapha-ke otshayela imota. We've got a truck driver on the line. Jonga akhulumela
baba. Yeah, makadini baba?
Ndinosimba makadini wovanjonga.
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu, zita ndiani?
Ndinonzi Mr. Chawa.
Mr. Chawa. Wachawa makadini?
Ndinosimba makadini wemi.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu, nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo iyi yatinonzwa kuti vatyairi vedzimotokari hombe kana vemarori kana magonyeti muSouth Africa umu zvikuru kumugwagwa weN3 panzvimbo inonzi Mui River, muguta reMui River. Takanzwa kuti kwakapiswa dzimotokari dzakawanda vanhu vachishungurudzwa vatyairi. Makatudzwa kuti zvakamira sei?
Ichocho ichokwadi baba, motokari dzakapiswa and still peace haisati yava kuita prevail. And pa Moi River paya all those people who are burning trucks havasi vatyairi vematruck, because vatyairi vematruck havana nguva yekuti vange vachinopisa matruck. That is just a criminal act iri kuitwa ne those guys to cover their act of criminalism vachi pisa matruck vachiti we attract drivers. Hapana kana mutyairi one paya.
Saka chiri kuvarwadza chii kana vasiri vatyairi? Nokuti takamboona mazuva apera pakamboita kurwisana vematexi vachiti muri kutitorera macustomer, muri kutitorera mabasa. Ivo chii chikuita kuti vange vachisvika ipapo?
One thing chatakakwanisa kuona isusu panzvimbo inonzi Moi River paya, haisi nzvimbo ine production yekuti tingatiko pachinobatika chingaitike paMoi River paya, besides corruption, because tikada kuita trace from even last year or all those years going back, we've been losing people vachirobwa paya. Vanhu vakatanga vachirobwa, munhu anokumisa sepassenger, iwewe sa-truck driver wonzwa tsitsi dzimwe nguva even your company laws pakutakura vanhu, wota rega ndingoita sei, rega ndizame kubetsera. Then at the end of the day ovakuuya munhu yeye. We've lost the drivers vachiurayiwa nevanhu vepaMoi River, like last week iyo pavakazviita did kuti iko vano vari kuita protest against ma foreign nationals being employed, then wo roba a truck re Shoprite. They steal beer. Is that the protest?
Yeah, paka wo my papo. Asi mimi wo sechi zora che Zimbabwe. Zviri kuitwa wo ne muzinda we Zimbabwe mu South Africa imomo kukubatsirai wo panyadzi dzakadai.
Nyai kutanga kwa ndofunga sofa hazina hapo information ya kanya kusikiti ipa grau ndia ndingata kule kuita shi.
I think Mr. Chawa. Yeah, Vachawa, namba yenye, phone yenye nge kuita ichidona. Mnogo na kutisuduruke ipa maamuri.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's okay.
Yeah, now we can continue.
All right. Ndangandiri kuti so far hatisati tanyatsoziva kana pachinge paine vakuru vanogona kunge vari kutiririra kuti vanzwe kuti iko how best can this issue be solved, because so far inyaya dzatiri kungoudzana pa social network kuti guys don't use this road, divert it up. Saka so far hatisi kunyatsoziva kuti pangava paine vakuru here vari kutibatsira uyezve vachitibatsira sei nei.
Ko iyo hurumende yeSouth Africa muri kufunga kuti iri kuitawo here zvikuru kukudzivirirai?
Pane a circulation yandamboonawo pa WhatsApp. I don't know kuti pange paitika a meticulous verification here of that post, but iri kuti hanzi Home Affairs ichada kufamba here muma companies ichitarisa kuti ma foreign nationals are kuemployiwa, say the employment act yavo inotichi. Saka nyaya iyi haina kutanga kare, so it's only 2 weeks pazvave tense zvekuti even in us, without saying N3 only, N12 makseni ma trucks even randanga ndakateerana naro inini re Red Marine ra atakwa driver wacho akatokuvara zvekuti he was forced to turn akutopinda mu line re oncoming traffic kuti azvikire from those people.
Gibbs, maybe you can throw a question.
Maybe there are some Ndebele guys who didn't hear what he was saying exactly. So the little that I got is that this thing is continuing. What else did he say?
He said this is continuing, and today on N12 highway, a truck that was in front of him was attacked, and the driver was forced to make a U-turn and facing oncoming traffic. And he also confirmed that this is happening, as I said, in many areas, not only N3 and N12. And he says those people that are attacking these drivers, they are not drivers who are, as we mentioned earlier, complaining that they are taking away their jobs.
Yes.
He says he thinks these are criminals.
Yeah.
Yes. Bend on... Yes, we are still there. We are just explaining for the benefit of our listeners.
Yes, so, okay, thank you so much. Can you hold on there? Maybe there's another caller on the line. We are not quite sure whether we've got a caller or not. We had asked Teoma Vinga and Ngabuto Mapena to come on board. Hopefully, we are going to have them on the show right now. So now, let's get back to our truck driver.
Mr. Chawa.
So, Mr. Chawa, are you in any way protected by somebody, or are you protecting yourselves? And how are you doing it?
We are not protected by anybody or anything, because at the end of the day, you are just a truck driver. You are summoned to drive like your daily driving duties. But what actually is happening practically on the ground is, we've got quite a number of tracking groups on our phones. So whoever is working probably with a South African, because South African drivers, we work with them. To tell you the truth, some of them are not even this cruel, because we work with them. They even come and tell us, Lava forward, they are planning this. They are not on the road doing that. And to show that is an act of criminality that is happening on the road, today the driver that was attacked, who was in front of me, is a South African. They are not even trying to verify, is he a South African, is he a foreigner or what. They are just attacking.
Yeah, can you hold on there? Siyakuzwa kakhulu baba. So, we are kuluma lapha ke ubaba uChawa uthi kunzima lapha emgoqweni kodwa bake betshelwe ngabanye driver kumbe ngithi abachayeli kule South Africa ukuthi bangayathakwa. So, uthi ungcono ngoba babatshele ukuthi lingadrayivili siyale, ungangcono liye kwezinye indawo. So, ukhanya ngazani ngokutsho kwakhe laba ngabantu abayizikliwi abayizinto leyo. So, ngizongazani sesilo muntu icingo silobani.
Wadiwa mavinga. Ta, wa mavinga igweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachishanda nesangano reHuman Rights Watch kuchamhembe kweAfrica. Wa mavinga, welcome to our program.
Ndinotenda chaizvo nekupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo. Maybe tombotanga hedu nechirungu kuti mungotsanangura for the benefit of both our listeners, Shona, isiNdebele, isiChewa, nemamwe malanguage. You have been following these attacks in South Africa, and you are one of the people who alerted Studio 7 about this when some truck drivers approached you. What can you tell the listeners and viewers at this moment?
Well, there has been across South Africa, but mainly close to Durban, near Moy River, on N3, an outbreak of violence targeting truck drivers. Allegedly, those that are foreign nationals driving the trucks, and at least a dozen trucks have been vandalized, damaged, and bent on the roads, including trucks carrying brand new vehicles. The members of the community from Moy River, some who have been interviewed by local TV stations, have said that they do not want foreign nationals to be drivers in South Africa, and therefore they should go. But clearly, from my investigations and also from talking to a number of truck drivers, it appears that some of them are really criminal elements who are now taking advantage of the chaos to loot and steal from hapless and unprotected truck drivers. So this is happening, it's spreading, and it appears that the police in South Africa have not managed to bring the situation completely under control. So we are getting sporadic spots of violence here and there, and there is great vigilance, concern, and fear amongst truck drivers because their lives are in danger. They are not protected. They have no forms of security. And the government of South Africa has not strongly come forward to condemn what is happening or to announce measures that are being taken to protect drivers. So this is what we are faced with, is huge concern and an appeal to the authorities in South Africa, the police also, to be swift in their response and decisive to apprehend the culprits and bring them to book.
But Mr. Mavinga, recently we saw the South African government issuing a statement condemning these attacks, and I recall they said that they allow people to protest, but they should do it peacefully.
This is the problem, that, you know, for the authorities, for the government, it is not enough to simply say they condemn, you know, acts of violence and want people to protest peacefully. Because we have heard more than 18 cases of trucks that have been vandalized or bent on the roads and roads being blocked. So what is needed to send a clear message is not just the word of mouth, but decisive action of arresting people. You know, with social media and with mobile phones and technology, a number of these incidents have been recorded on the phones. There are pictures, there are images. So it must be easy for the police, where there is commitment, to quickly move in and arrest the culprits, and then indicate that these are people who have been arrested and the law will take its course. If that happens, then you would see an immediate decrease in the wanton incidents of violence. But when the authorities simply say, please demonstrate peacefully. That cannot be the answer to the crisis that is now happening, which has taken a clearly xenophobic turn.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Chawa, munota urafuti ndevele?
Yebo, niya kuluma.
Kuluma wa.
Yeah, so Baba Chawa, ngokuhamba kwezinto konapo alesabi po ukuthi lichayele emgwaqweni.
Ukusaba siyasaba, kodwa ayikho into esingayenzayo ngoba kumele sisebenzele lezi imuli ngoba lento singayibheka ibuyele kudeni emuva ukuthi kona isituation yethu thina ekhaya isituation eyasifost ukuthi size lana sizozama ukuthi sisebenzele izimuli. So lapha kunento ekuthi kona uyabo kwebe kumele usebenzele imuli. So ungathi khona uyasabeni u-employer uzothatha ilori yakhe ayinikeze omunye umuntu then wena uzophila kanjani. So siyazama nje ukuthi khona sisizane nabanye abafowethu siphanane i-information ekuthi kunjani laphayana kunjani laphayana sisebenza kanjani.
Kodwa ke nxa selikhuluma labatshayeli bakwele South Africa abeGoli khonapho balinceda kanganani?
Uyabona ukuthi abashayeli bona abashayeli sisebenza nabo. That's why mina ngisithi khona abanengi babo abekho cruel kanjaro laba bantu abayenza lento leyi abasibona abashayeli igebenga lezi eziyenza lezi zinto ngoba umshayeli akanaso isikhathi esekuthi atshone siyotshisana namatayara ngoba ngaleso isikhathi etshisana namatayara eyakhe ilori iyabinga.
So hayi bamba khonapho Baba Chawa. So he says drivers are so good, South African drivers, they always give them advice like what he said. And he says, you know, these are criminal elements in the South African social fabric. So he's very much concerned about what they're doing.
Chawa, kana vachuya vachikurwisa I vanenge vakatakura chiva nazvo kuti vanokwanisa kumisa rori inenge ichifamba nekuti kaona muri mumigwagwa dzimwe nguva mune muchitoita kunga muri kufamba kana pa 100 kilometers per hour kuti mukwanise kuzomiswa nevanhu ivava vanenge vachiita sei.
Right, muri kuona like situation yaitika nhasi muna N12 ndisati ndataura N3. First of all N3 yane zuro munhu akatopfurirwa matengi akatoovertekwa nemotikari ichizama kumumisa ndokubva aramba kumira ndobva motikari yamuovhateka ndobva yanotena ndobva yauya nemusaidhi merodhi ndobva yatopfuura yakatorova tengi. I even have the images of the short tengi roro akatopfuurwa tengi rake zvekuti pakangoitikawo nyasha dzekuti haana kugona kupfuurwa iye. Then nhasi patraki reRed Marine ranga riri pamberi vadonhedza mataya kubva pamusoro. Handiti pane rodhi inenge yakaenda nepamusoro kweimwe rodhi inenge iri pasi, ndobva vadonhedza mataira from there. Saka uya paabreka achiti mataya ari kubvirayo ndo pavatodzika from where they were, then they tried to attack him. Saka patime yavamhanya vachidzika pabridge, that's when he turned lori yake akafesa in the side of the oncoming, zvokutoti window racho ratotsemuka screen yacho nepaside kwemotokari. But he is South African again.
Thank you so much. Ramba yanyu muri parunhare. Gibbs, he said on the incident that happened yesterday on N3, the truck was shorted these guys, the robbers, they tried to flag him to stop down, and
he didn't stop.
Then they overtook him and made a U-turn and shot at the tanker. And then on the incident on N12 today, they dropped burning tires from a flyover.
In front of him?
Yes. And then he was forced to stop.
So I think there's a crisis there. Sloba bake umlevu ndlovu, lapha bake obhalileyo, kona bake ku Facebook. Uthi kunzima lana eGoli. Kumele iSouth Africa ibe strong emthethweni ngoba kufanele ukuthi abantu begcinwe kuhle xa besekumanye amazwe. Then Arnold Mary writes, South African police are powerless. They use little force instead of maximum force. And then we've got a driver by the name Wesley Baba Wesley nxa usilalele khona apho sicela usinike njalo inombolo yakho kuthiwa leyo usinike yona kayingeni ngemfanelo. So siyazama ukuthi sikudinge sizwe ukuthi uthini ngodaba lolu. So ke lo baba ke ungqabuto mabhena nxa ukhona lapho khona khona ngapho sicela ukuthi ube kwazi ukuthi siyazama ukuthi sikufonele. Yeah, kunjalo mfowethu. So ke when maybe let's go to Mr. Diwa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, so in terms of you guys as you as a lawyer, you know, what can they do, these people, you know, using the law to actually protect themselves?
Area of huge concern, because clearly what needs to be done, it is the responsibility of the authorities, of the government, and of the police to maintain law and order on the roads of South Africa and to ensure that there are no criminal elements on the roads, prowling on the roads, and where there may be criminal elements, those are promptly arrested and brought before the courts of law. Mm-hmm. So this is the main thing. And we are saying that really what is important is the safety of the driver and also vigilance, not to take risks but to quickly report. And I am glad that there has been quite a lot of information coming to us as lawyers and to other groups that are monitoring. Where there are incidences, there are quick alerts that are going out. But it is not only for the drivers as groups to alert one another, but also for the authorities, the community, and the police, and the toll road management agencies that are responsible to quickly alert road users of these dangers whilst asking the police to act swiftly to remove the danger. This is the problem that we have seen over the years in South Africa, that wherever there are protests, blocking of the roads, burning of property, they almost invariably turned violent. So we are saying to drivers, please, please, be safe, be vigilant, and be on the lookout for information, especially from the authorities. And we are then pushing on the authorities to highlight the dangerous spots, the danger zones of where this is really is concentrated, so that road users can be aware. It is not only the truck drivers, but even other road users, because when the roads are blocked, everyone becomes a risk and potentially a victim.
Thank you so much, Mr. Diwa Mavinga, and stay on the line. Chonga.
Ndofunganga de kubvunza va chawa. Va chawa. Muchiri parunare.
Yebo, sir. Diripo.
Oh, okay. We have Mr. Mabena. Mr. Mabena, how are you?
Evening. How are you? And evening to the listeners of Studio 7.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are discussing about the attacks on foreign drivers, truck drivers, by some locals there in South Africa. And what's your take as an organization on these attacks?
Well, it's unfortunate that the protest by those that feel that the truck owners are employing non-South Africans are turning violent. I agree with my brother who was speaking earlier on that South Africa is a violent society. We have always seen this violent protest. We saw last week in the Northwest Province. We saw this morning in Soweto where people were burning tires and so forth. It is unfortunate that this is happening. Our message to the drivers, just to add on what he was saying, there is, I would believe, alternative routes that they should be used to avoid these attacks by the truck drivers, because these truck drivers or these attacks are happening at the toll gate, because when you get to a toll gate, you slow down, you stop, and then you're attacked. But the reality of the matter, though, is that the truck drivers are being exploited by the truck owners. They are made to drive long distances. They are driving from Durban to DRC, Congo, to Zambia, and so forth, working long hours. In the morning, I was participating in a radio show where one caller who called was in the truck industry saying some foreign truck drivers work long hours. They do over 1,000 kilometers a day, which is not proper for a human being to be on the steering wheel for that long. So what needs to be done is to regulate the trucking industry. Firstly, foreign truck drivers, they must have a union that represents them. The employers also must ensure that drivers work in a conducive environment. You'll recall that we saw some pictures on WhatsApp, on social media 3 days ago when there was an accident just outside Lupane along Victoria Falls Road involving a truck. And the reason of such accidents that we are witnessing is because these drivers, they do not rest. They sleep on the trucks. When they go to load at the harbour in Durban, they don't get proper accommodation to sleep. They sleep in their trucks. Then they wake up in the morning, they load, they drive, they reach their destination, they sleep in their trucks, which is not an environment conducive for a person that is working in that industry.
Yeah, Baba Mapena, dina liba, yabantu liba, this zamani, ngaso ubuya kunoku, ukuthi bahlukuluzwa. Abachayeli kukhona lokuzamayo yini kwazethi ukulungisa khona
esikuzamayo ukukhulumisana laba ama union ukuthi into le enzakalayo sokugcwele ubugebengu phakathi osobukhona ngoba aso bantu be union abenza lokho abathi bona abantu abaqhatshwayo ukuchayela amagonyet ngabantu ababuya ngaphandle. Inkinga uhlupho olusuka lube khona ukuthi i-protest ebakhona eSouth Africa kusuka kungenele izigebengu zake sibone lapho sibalekan lama-protest bese kusiba lezigebenga ezingena ezitolo zabantu sisezitshontsha sikubonile North West Province ukuthi kade kusenzakalani kutshontshwa ezitolo kubulewe indoda yaseNigeria elesitolo so kuyinto esihlupha kakhulu kodwa-ke siyazama ukuthi sikhulumisane laba ama-unions siyazama ukuthi siyenze lokho kuthiwa i-awareness ngolwasemzini ukukhuluma lezalwane zase-South Africa through ama-organizations abo. Namhlanje ekuseni besukwenye i-radio ye-South Africa sizama ukuthi sikhulumisane nabantu befona nabo befaka izikhalazo zabo. Kodwa-ke thina vele esikuchoyo ukuthi abasebenzi abasebenza ukuchayela amagonyethi kumele babe lenhlangano yabasebenzi ebameleyo ukwenzela ukuthi basebenze ama-hours alingeneyo njalo futhi nxabe ngoba bahamba bethwala impahla besuka kubo-Durban besiya kwezinye indawo kumele lapho nxa besike e-Durban kusalodwa impahla etrakini bathole indawo eqondileyo yokuthi balale hhayi ukuthi balale ematrakini. Kanti-ke futhi okunye singakutsho ukuthi ama-truck drivers njengoba sesazi ukuthi kule ndawo lapho Moy River okusuka kube lo hlupho khona zikhona ezinye indlela abangazisebenzisa mambe besuka eThekwini bekhuphuka besiza ngapha eGoli bangahamba phakathi kweNewcastle bengahambi kuMoy River ngoba kulapho kwenzakala khona ingozi lokho kuseve impilo zabo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. So he says drivers can actually avoid the Moy River bridge. Mm-hmm. So he says at the same time drivers should have unions that can represent them. So he says that is very necessary and this is very disturbing. I think we've got another truck driver on the line and that is Wesley. Hey, Baba Wesley, kunjani? So akutsho ke Baba Wesley ukuthi wena obhekane lakho khonapho nxa uchayela kuyini
okwamanje la engihamba khona usase-right ngibheke eDurbani kusho ukuthi ukuthi ngoba ngizohamba ebusuku bengikhuluma nomlungu wami manje wathina kufanele ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngingahambi ngifike koboMoy River ngalesa sikhathi ebusuku so ngizame ukuthi mhlawumbe ngiphumule ngingafiki laphana kusasebusuku ngoba into eziningi zenzakala ebusuku at least sihambe mase isikhathi sekukhanya ilanga seliphumile laphana kulezandawo.
Ye, so abanye bathini abachayeli khonapho nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lolu?
Okwamanje namhlanje bathi ku-right endleleni kuyahambeka kodwa-ke besifisa ukuthi abanye bethu bakwazi ukuthi babalekele indlela ezilodlame kakhulu bahambe kwezinye indlela kakhulu mhlawumbe ma bengabaleka bahambe ku-N2 ko-Richards Bay bebheke e-Durban ba-avoide i-Moy River N3.
Kodwa kunganceda kunokumbe kumele kwenziwe okunye kwezethi libe lokuvikeleka okuhle.
Sinokulandelela ukuthi amapolisa lawe highway patrol awabonakali emgwaqweni isikhathi esiningi. Lama traffic cop abonakala endaweni eyodwa, batholakala lapho bezihlalele kubo Moy River ku-toll gate belinde izimoto lapho. Kodwa kabakwazi ukuthi noma bapatrol umgwaqo, ngoba emgwaqweni kumele kupatrolwe besibhekele ukuthi kube lama highway patrol amapolisi bapatrol i-highway bashaye nje ama-up and down between Moy River and Escort. Bona ngani kuba ngcono lapho maba namaphoyisa kulezendo i-visit to policy.
Ye, kodwa ama-unions lilawo yini umbuzo wami okugcina lo?
Ama-unions asinawo. Kuba nzima ukuthi sibe nama-unions ngoba some ama-companies amanye ama-companies amancane, so kuba nzima ukuthi company nama-truck maybe 5, so kuba nzima ukuthi ama-driver ayi-5 or 6 bajoyine ilokuzeni i-union ngoba i-company iyabe ingavumi ukuthi lijoyine izinto lezo ngoba i-union finally join union then imali ithathwe through i-company. So kuba nzima kwesinye isikhathi ngaloko ngaleyo ndlela.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu-ke Wesley kulapho-ke umtshayeli khona ngale-ke kule South Africa. Ungathinela kusasa Wesley, bye-bye baba.
Yabona,
du. Sibonge kakhulu. So that's Wesley. So he says there are a lot of problems that they're facing, and he's saying that he's talked to his employers, and they've actually advised him to rest and not to pass through certain places at night, which are very troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
So he says you can use N2 and then avoid the Moy River. Yes.
Okay.
So, and he says they are not allowed to join unions. These are small companies that fear that if ever you join unions, you can cause trouble, you know? Yeah. So that's one aspect of, yes.
Okay, regaiti mozo kuna wachawa. Mwachawa mchiriparu narega? Wachawa tanzwa wama bena. Wano tungamira sanganore Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Waru kukuru zira kuti zvicharo zveZimbabwe kana ivo vatyairi vemarora munge muchiumba sangano kana union vataurawo nyaya yekuti vazhinji venyu vari kushanda maawa akawanda asi mihoro yacho inenge isingaenderani naizvozvo zvinove zviri kuitawa kuti kana ive vamwe vanonzi vari kurwisa vemusouth africa vange vachitsamwa zvikuru panyaya yekuti munobvuma kutambira mari shoma muchishanda maawa akawanda munoti
right. Zvinoitika, I would like to go a little bit back pa comment yavamabhena yekuti panofanirwa kutsvagwa kuti kana uchinge wasvika like kunana Durban kupatsvagwe pekurara and the like. Some things izvozvo zvinana hotel and the like hazvisi zvinhu zviri practical on the ground because uchinge wasvika iwewe neload yako, let's say as an example, wabva kua place like Kuruman uri kuno offload manganese muDurban. That manganese you have to join a queue to offload the product yaunaro. Saka you cannot be found uchinge uri muhotel uchita offload. Saka I think as my drivers atina kurakanyanya nekugara mutruck because ndoma tinenge tichisevenzera. But deno kwanga kuri kunzi zvinokwanisika kuti zviitike kuti titarisirwe panyaya yemari dzatinowana kuti sezvo iwewe wanga uchisanigwa kunge uchigara muhotel under normal circumstances or sezvo wanga uchisanirwa kudya chikafu chakadai panguva yauri pabasa iyi or else panguva yauri kufamba wanga uchisanirwa kungozi, then that money is channeled to our pockets, then we wouldn't have much of a problem with that. But izvozvozvo hazviitiki kuma employers edu. Ndosaka inini ndange ndichiti patatanga ndikati inyaya iyi inotresa back to our own country kuti tine zvizhinji zvakakanganisika. Saka at the end of the day, in a bid to make the family survive, you are forced to grab anything chinenge chauya kuti urarame nekuraramisa.
Panyaya yemaunion apa?
Panyaya yemaunion idama rakanaka, but maemployers mazhinji havazvifarire because vamwe vacho anotokuudza 99 musi waunoita an induction pabasa rake, anotokuudza kuti ukangojoina union inini pano pangu bazara barapera.
Yeah, pakaoma. Thank you so much. Wachavaramba nyimiro parinare. Gibbs, he said when he was responding to what Mr. Mabena had earlier said, he said some of these problems they face as drivers, they are deep. They are not practical. Like he gave an example of if you are carrying some minerals, you have to go and queue instead of going to spend the night in your hotel. You have to spend you have to join the queue for you to offload and then go back and pick some more consignments. So that's impossible for you. The time you spend at a hotel, say 8 hours at a hotel, maybe if you were in a queue, by then you could have or you would have offloaded your consignment. That's another issue. Then on unions, you say the some of the employers tell you point blank that once you join a union, you're fired. You are fired. So it's a 50-50.
Yes. So we've got a message from S. Lindsay Hammond who says there is too much corruption in South Africa. And then Tulani Henry says, call me now, you guys. Tulani Ngobe, we are going to call you. We'll try by all means to do that. And then what other messages? One from Arnold Mere, who says, if Zimbabwean drivers down tools in South Africa, the transport industry there will run at a standstill. Yeah, let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you still on the line? Mr. Mavinga, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Now, what advice can you give, drivers that who are saying that they cannot join unions? Is there any advice you can give them?
Well, it is a difficult one because there must be a way of coming together to speak with one voice. Even if it is not possible to join unions, there must be a way of organizing that they should have, which would enable them to express their concerns and worries collectively and to ensure that their issues are brought on board. Because clearly, issues of security are now a major concern. Issues of fair pay are now a major concern, and also exploitation, because some of these truck drivers then are then exploited because they do not have organized labor representation. So sometimes they are not paid on time, sometimes they are made to overwork, overtime, leading to accidents and things like that. So there is need for some kind of structure that should be there to enable them to speak with one voice and to have power to challenge the bad labor practices that are happening in the trucking industry.
Thank you so much. Maybe we go to
Mr. Mabena. Hello, Mr. Mabena.
Yeah.
Oh, do you work with any drivers or some organizations that represent drivers?
Well, we do not work with such specifically the drivers, but we are mobilizing migrant workers to join trade union. The discussions that we are having at the level of COSATU is to say COSATU, the federation, is its affiliates, which includes the truck drivers. I'm not sure the name of the union that represents them, must have a migrant desk that will be responsible for recruiting every migrant worker to belong to a trade union, whether one is documented or undocumented, there's a right to be represented, to belong to a union. What my brother has been raising, that they will not be allowed to join a union because some companies are small. Capitalism strives on exploiting the workers. So no employer will willingly want their workers to be part of a trade union movement. But because their businesses are registered in the government, agrees that employees have a right to belong to a union. It is then that when they are mobilized, when organized labor in South Africa then steps in to mobilize the vulnerable workers. These truck drivers, they are vulnerable in the sense that they are not represented. As my brother, again, Mavenga, was saying, that they are, at times they are not being paid on time and so forth, and the fact that they will have to continuously sleep on the queue to load and go and then offload, saying in Lusaka or in Harare, it's a very, very dangerous work to do, because along the route one will obviously, because we are human beings, get tired, fatigue and so forth. and the result will be fatal, as mm-hmm. we've seen with a number of these trucks or corners colliding with the buses and so forth, and then we lose human life. Mm.
Yes. Where Baba Chawa? Was that correct, and Baba Chawa? Mr. Chawa, can you hear me?
Well,
I think maybe yes, you've got a bit line there. Yeah. Mr. Chawa is out now. So, Mr. Mavinga, what's your advice, really, to all these drivers and to the South African government and Zimbabweans generally living in South Africa? Because this looks like some kind of xenophobia attack.
Indeed, it does look that way. And mm-hmm. I would say that, as we have said, with broader xenophobic violence issues across South Africa, there is need for the different stakeholders to come together, because this thing is getting out of hand and it will damage the image of South Africa in terms of business. And you will be aware, and I've received credible information of other truck drivers across the South African borders now, on the Zimbabwe side and elsewhere, Mozambican side, now saying that they will retaliate. So it is not as it's just a matter of attacking foreign nationals working as truck drivers in South Africa, but it would really damage the business image of South Africa. So there is need for all stakeholders to come together, even also South African labor unions, to have a look at what is happening and take measures to prevent loss of life and destruction of property. Because at the end of the day, it is the image of South Africa that is dented beyond repair. So these things need to be addressed. The workers, the truck drivers, need to find a way to come together, to speak with one voice, to articulate their challenges, and to point out to the world through the media and other forms the dangers that they face daily, and the need for them to be treated with respect. We have just come, you know, unfortunately, the paradox of it is that we are coming from celebrating International Workers' Day. And truck drivers are workers who must be celebrated, whose rights must be protected. But in South Africa, International Workers' Day has been marked by attacks on workers on trucks who are perceived to be foreign nationals or who are foreign nationals. This has to stop, and the government of South Africa should not fold its hands and say by word of mouth only, please do not be violent. They must take decisive action. The police must intervene swiftly, hold those responsible to account. It is not a political issue. It should not be politicized. It is really an issue of criminality that has taken a dimension of xenophobia that cannot be tolerated, that must be stopped, and the entire community must come together on this to say no and to say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Before we go mm-hmm. to Mr. Chikovero, I think there's someone who raised a question here to Mr. Mabena that he must explain what he said about South Africans. Quote, he said, South Africans are a violent society. Mr. Mabena, somebody is challenging you to explain on that one, because he or she is saying that it's not all South Africans who are violent, just like Zimbabweans. Some Zimbabweans are said to be robbers in South Africa, but not all Zimbabweans.
So certainly not all South Africans are violent, but the reality is that all the demonstrations or protests that we have seen in South Africa since 1994, they have been violent. They get hijacked by criminal elements. You can go back to all these protests around the issues of lack of access to basic services and so forth. You will know that there has been destruction of property. So every demonstration that has happened, it has been violent. People have been killed, particularly during the xenophobia attacks and so forth, and in these service protests that have been happening. I'm yet to come across a peaceful demonstration by South Africans other than a peaceful demonstration will be the one that will be organized by the workers, where they will have applied to the police marches like COSATU, like SAFTU, the other union led by Comrade Vavi that we saw in the streets of major cities in South Africa. But these, which are spontaneous in nature, they've always been violent. So this is the context in which I'm raising this. And the Moy River demonstration is not organized by any union. It is a spontaneous, and the basis of having that, the argument is that foreign truck drivers, firstly, employers are employing non-foreign nationals. Secondly, foreign nationals are accepting low wages. As a result, you then have to bend the trust so that you scare off non-South Africans who will then not want to work in that industry, therefore employ South Africans. This is not only limited to that. Other migrant workers in other sectors might say it is only targeting truck drivers, but it has potential of spreading to other sectors as well, targeting for foreign migrants, to say the reason why they are targeting them is because they accept low wages. So one of the discussions that we are having is around the minimum wage, which has been proposed by the South African government, which is now before Parliament, to say how do you ensure that the migrants who are in South Africa also benefit from that minimum wage, because we will know that a number of our people are not documented, and the employers will refuse to implement the minimum wage, particularly to people that work as domestic workers, because the employer will simply say, you have an asylum document or you are not documented at all, you can't take me anyway. If you can't accept the 13 rand an hour, I will employ someone else. So these are vulnerable workers that have been exploited.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mapena. I think we've got Mr. Solomon Sox Chikuero, director of the Diaspora Care Forum. Mr. Chikuero, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners. And also good evening to Ms. Mapena.
Yeah, thank you so much. This perception that South Africans are violent, South Africans are lazy, South Africans don't want to get jobs, you know, that are very laborious. Is it not the one that is actually causing all this tension between foreigners and South Africans?
You know, sometimes truth hurts when people try to talk about the truth, because before you start talking about what happened in the industry, you look at the patterns of what happened, and the patterns have been like, in terms of documentation, most foreigners, especially those who are not documented, they come to South Africa, if they are not political refugees, they are economic refugees. When they come into South Africa, they would want to seek for employment without proper documents. So the employer will employ them anyway, but will dictate the wages. And that wages, obviously, it won't be the accepted one. So if you go into most industries, it is true that the foreigners are being paid lesser than the agreed, even lesser than the agreed minimum wage, which is being debated in Parliament, or which was passed by Parliament.
So that's one of the problems, Mr. Chikwero. So that's one of the problems. People from outside South Africa normally get cheaper jobs that give them little money compared to what those jobs can pay. So naturally, South Africans are bound to react to that kind of situation. Is that not the case?
No. I'm going there to say, without brushing what Mr. Mabena has been saying, because you must look at the pattern of even during the struggle of South Africa, how the war of South Africa was fought. It was fought through that type of necklacing, that type of, it was not like a gunfire. So the culture did not go away. South Africa did not address that culture of fighting for whatever they want using that system. So they've brought that system, forward to fight to whatever they don't like this time. So it is that plus the manipulation of the non-documented, the foreigners, by the employers, and those who are not accepted by the unions, because not every foreigner is accepted by the local unions, That's why you find that foreigners are trying to come up with their own union so that they are unionized. So because you find South Africans are saying, when we are toying, you don't want to join us. When we are protesting, you don't want to join us. You want to go to work. I mean, the question would be, if the trucks today or the trucks yesterday, which were banned, were being driven by the foreign drivers, why were they driving them when other drivers were, on strike? Which means they are not unionized. So the government or the government of South Africa must make sure that everyone who works in South Africa, in the South African environment, must be unionized legally so that when industrial action is taken by the locals, also the foreigners must be there.
Thank you. Thank you, Chukwuela.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. There you are, Chukwuela.
This was... Do not put the tower in our... Hello. Vama vinga, asipane vanenge kuri kuitika ruzha ku background handizondiani. Vama vinga, mubvunzo wangu ndewe kuti masangano akaita seCOSAT pane nyaya mambo bata yenyema yenyena aripo kara akaita seCOSAT nemamwe. Vane zvavari kutaura here pamusoro pekurwiswa kuri kuitwa vachairi nokuti chikati choona nematsanangurwa aitwa navachava maitirwa ari kwa Moshides nevanhu ivava. Havatomboziva kuti mutyairi ari kuuya uyo ndevekuZimbabwe here ndevekuSouth Africa here. Zvinotozongoitwa hazvo kuti dzimwe nguva vakawanda vari kutyaira ndevekunze kwenyika. Asi union dziri kuti chiyo?
Dambudziko guru riripo pavamiririri vevashandi muno muSouth Africa nderekuti vashandi vanenge vari nhengo dzemasangano akatisana kosati nevamwe vanenge vachitotiwo tiri kutorerwa basa nevabva kure. Kureva kuti mweya wezenophobia unenge wakatobatawo imomo. Kureva kuti kana vasati vabatwa nenyaya idzi kana kuti mhirizhonga iyi kana isati yasvika kwavari kunhengo dzavo havatauri nekuti vanenge vachiona sekuti hazvisi zvinhu zvavanoti isusu tinomiririra vanhu vanenge vari nhengo dzizere dzemisangano yedu vachibhadhara zvegumi zvavo. Ndo dambudziko riripo. Kureva kuti vanenge vari vatyairi vemotokari hombe idzi vachibva kuZimbabwe kuDRC kuMozambique nekumwe vanenge vasina anovataurira kana kuvamiririra. Vanomirira vashandi vemuno muSouth Africa vanenge vachingotarisa zvemuno chete. Ndo dambudziko rataita tikapa isu chikumbiro kuti kwete vanhu vakaita sana COSAT nana SAFT nevamwe ngavaonewo nyaya idzi nekuti dzichasvika kwavari nekuti mhirizhonga inovhiringa zveupfumi zvemuSouth Africa. Inoondonga zvachose kusvika kudyidzana kwava kunetsa. Tinovimba kuti vachazvicherechedza. Nguva yapfuura pakaitwa nyaya dzezenophobia vakazopindira vangwa kuti kuNigeria makambani ekuSouth Africa akaita sana MTN nana Shoprite nemamwe anga ava kuoneswawo ndondo ikoko. Ndopa vakazotsvaka kuti aiwa ngatitauriranei tione kuti tingaite zano ripi. Asi tiri kuti ngavarege kumirira kuti paitike matambudziko akadaro kuti vagozoziva kuti iri idambudziko rinoda kuti ribiswe kuitira kuti vanhu vashande zvakanaka. Kana vaine nhuna dzavainadzo ngadzitaurwe zvakanaka kwete kuita zvemagororo zvechimbavha zvekuponda vanhu kuvhiringidza vanhu nekupisa dzimotokari hazvisi izvo.
Thank you so much Gibbs. Mr. Mavinga there is saying that workers, even those in trade unions, are also complaining that foreigners are taking away their jobs.
That's right. Yeah.
So they cannot be seen to support those foreigners. And I think Mr. Chikoero mentioned it earlier that like on Monday it was Workers' Day. Was it yesterday? It was Workers' Day yesterday. Yeah. And some workers in South Africa, unionized workers, were attending or celebrating Workers' Day, which means those who are not unionized were on the roads.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we've got Rafnos Sangu Sonyea is a truck driver. He was saying, please, can you call me? Unfortunately, we've run out of time. And then we've got another driver, James Chizimbe. Sorry, we are in Witbank. We're going to call you, but our time is out. And then we also have Craig Chapwanya. These guys wanted us to call them, but... our time is out. And sorry, our time is out, as I'm saying, and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, human rights lawyer Tewoma Vinga, truck driver Mr. Chawa, Mr. Ngabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Mr. Solomon Socks Chikowero of the director of Diaspora Care Forum. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kande mirin, chitaiwa, tosangana, mwizirongwa, zunotevera, musakangana, studio 7, ndeye nyu.